ओके, नाउ गो अहेड माताजी.
I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining this Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's class on Radhashtami, the festival of love, will be given by His Grace Shivaram Prabhuji. The topic is Sri Radhika Ashtakam. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call. Dandavas Pranam Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai, for giving your valuable association in this conference call. And we are really fortunate to have your association on this call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You can take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji. Thank you, Shamagauri Mataji. And also, I'm really grateful to all the organizers who have given me chance to speak on the glories of Sri Radharani on the auspicious day of Radhashtami. So I'm really grateful to all of you. I wanted to do a long katha today, but unfortunately I'll just stop at 6 o'clock because the devotee who was supposed to start kirtan in the temple hall, Radha Gopinatha temple, he is not available now. So they have requested me to lead a kirtan in the temple today, the main kirtan in the Radhashtami festival. So sharp 6 o'clock I'll end my lecture, but before that we'll have nice kirtan katha. Thank you very much. So I just want to introduce two of my friends. Please, they are very very beautiful instrument players. We have Prem Bihari Prabhu. He plays a beautiful mridanga. Here is Prem Bihari Prabhu. And Avinash Prabhu, he plays a beautiful karatal.
So Hare Krishna.
The studio is also. So thank you very much. So as I was instructed by Shama Gauri Mataji, she told me to first sing Radhika Ashtakam and then start the lecture. So as per instruction. So before that, I'll just short kirtan, 3 minutes kirtan, because we have such a beautiful instrument players. So for 2-3 minutes, we'll chant Hare Krishna mantra. And then Radhika Ashtakam and then lecture. Do a fast, then Radhika Ashtakam slow.
Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachare Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyadushita.
Can someone tell me, is it my voice too loud or a little low? Can someone tell me?
It's perfect, Prabhuji.
It's okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Not able to hear, Prabhu.
There was a disturbance, Prabhu. First it was good only, later it was like having a lot of voice disturbance.
Now is okay?
Yes, now it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Radhika Ashtakam. And if it is possible, you can also follow me. You can also sing in the chorus.
Kumkumapta Kanchanam Jam Garbhari Gaurava Kumkumapta Kanchanam Jam Kumkumapta Kanchanam Jam
गोमात कांचना जगर्वहारी गौरभा पीतनांचिता जगंद कीर्ति निंद सोरमा कीर्ति निंद सोरमा वेश सुन सर्वा बल्लवेश सुन सर्ववांछिता तो साधिका मै हम आत्म पाद पद्म गौरविंदु कांति निंदी गौरविंदु कांति निंदी चित्रपट शादिका कृष्ण नित्य संग मार्ग पद्म कृष्ण मत भिंग केले फुल्ल पुष्प वाटिका फुल्ल पुष्प वाटिका कृष्ण नित्य संग मात्र कृष्ण नित्य संग मात्र पद्म बंधु राधिका मै हम आत्म पाद पद्म दास दास राधिका मै हम आत्म पाद पद्म दास 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 राधिका दास दास विश्ववंद्य यौवता विवंदिता पिया रमा रूपनव्य यौवनादि संपदान यत्समा संपदान यत्समा संपदान यत्समा शीलहार्द नीलयाचा हाद नीलयाच साय तो तिनाधिका मै हम आत्म पाद पद्म दास दास राधिका मै हम आत्म पाद पद्म दास दास राधिका दास दास राधिका रासलास गीत नर्मा रासलास गीत नर्मा सत्कलाल पंडिता प्रेम रूप नव्य वेश सद्गुणाल मंडिता सद्गुणाल मंडिता सद्गुणाल मंडिता विश्व नव्य गोप योशी नित्य नव्य रूप केले नित्य नव्य रूप केले कृष्ण भाव संपदा ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಗ ಬಂದ ಗೋಪಯೋ ಮತೇಶು ಕಂಪದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರೂಪ ವೇಷ ಕೇಳಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರೂಪ ವೇಷ ಕೇಳಿ ಲಗ್ನ ಸಪ್ ಸಮಾಧಿಕ ಶ್ವೇತಕಂಪಕಂಟಕಾಶು ಗದ್ಗದಾದಿ ಸಂಚಿತ ವರ್ಷ ಹರ್ಷ ವಾಮನಾದಿ ಭಾವಭೂಷಣಾಂಚಿತ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೇತ್ರ ಕೋಶಿ ರತ್ನ ದಾಸ ದಾಸ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ದಾಸ ದಾಸ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ದಾಸ ದಾಸ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ದಾಸ ದಾಸ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಯಕ್ಷನಾದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಭ್ರ ಯಕ್ಷನಾದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಭ್ರ ಯೋಗ ಸಂತತೋದಿತ ನೇಕದೈನ್ಯ ಚಾಪಲಾದಿ ಭಾವವೃಂದ ಮೋದಿತ ಭಾವವೃಂದ ಮೋದಿತ ಯತ್ನ ಲಬ್ಧ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಗ ಯತ್ನ ಲಬ್ಧ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಗ ನಿರ್ಗತಾಖಿಲಾಧಿಕ ದಾಸ 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 ಅಷ್ಟಕೇನ ಯಸ್ಮನೇನ ಅಷ್ಟಕೇನ ಯಸ್ಮನೇನ ನೌತಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಲ್ಲಭ ದರ್ಶನೇಪಿ ಶೈಲ ಜಾತಿ ಯೋಷಿ ದಾಲಿ ದುರ್ಲಭ ಯೋಷಿ ದಾಲಿ ದುರ್ಲಭ ಯೋಷಿ ದಾಲಿ ದುರ್ಲಭ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಗ ನಂದಿತಾತ್ಮ
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। थैंक यू वेरी मच। Today is Radhashtami. Today is April day of Sri Radha. And it is my privilege to speak about the glories of Sri Radha. So today we'll also discuss the tattva or principles, Radha tattva, and also the pastimes of Sri Radha. So our lecture is divided into three parts: tattva, lila, and Sri Radha's beauty. So I'll also quote one or two stanzas of Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan. Sorry, not Jai Radhe Madhava Daite. Just one line and then I'll explain the lecture. Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Daite गोकुल तारुणी मंडलम राधे जय जय माधव जय गोकुल तारुणी मंडलम पृष्ठ भानु दादी नव शशि लेखे हरि विस्फुट वृंदावी जय जय माधव श्री राधा कृष्णा इज आत्माराम सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड कृष्णा डज नॉट नीड एनीवन्स हेल्प टू बिकम हैप्पी. Neither anyone can disturb in Krishna's enjoyment. No one can help him in his enjoyment. Nor anyone can disturb him in his enjoyment. Kamsa tried many times. He would send demon every day to disturb Krishna's enjoyment in his Vrindavan pastimes. But no one can disturb him. Krishna would kill the demon. And while killing the demon, his appetite would increase and he would have nice meal, lunch with his devotees. So, Krishna is Atmaram. Krishna does not need anyone's help. So, how we, conditioned soul, we are now situated in the other side of the bank of the river. We are in the material world. Krishna is in the spiritual world. How to contact him? Because he is Atmaram. He does not need us. Therefore, Sri Radha, Radhamayi, she is so merciful. Krishna is very merciful. That mercy, that compassion, personifications is Sri Radha. Krishna's compassion personification is Sri Radha. And therefore, now Krishna is standing on the other side of the river and we are standing here. So there is no way that we can directly approach Krishna. Therefore, Sri Radha, she becomes the bridge. She becomes the bridge for living entities to approach Sri Krishna. Atmendriya Prativancha. Hello? What happened? Okay. Atmendriya Prativancha. Tare bale kaam. Krishnendriya Prativancha Dhare Premanam. If we put any effort just by our senses, that becomes lust. And the same activities performed for the pleasure of Krishna's senses, that is love. Very simple. Atmendriya Prativancha Tare Bole Kam. Krishnendriya Prativancha Dhare Premanam. So now how to serve Krishna? Therefore, amazing. if we understand Radharani's mercy, then we can understand and then we can approach Krishna. Just like Prabhupada used to give example. Sri Radha is so merciful, although we are not qualified, but Sri Radha, on behalf of the soul, on behalf of the devotees, she requests Krishna that, my dear Krishna, here is a devotee. He or she is better than me. So please accept her or his service. Krishna knows they are not qualified. But because Sri Radha has made a request, therefore Krishna cannot deny. Krishna has to accept. Therefore, Father is merciful. But mother's nature is, she is extra merciful. Sometimes father may not forgive the child, but mother always is so loving toward the children. So Sri Radha, she is Supreme Mother. Whenever we see like Radha and Krishna together, they are enjoying. Many people get a doubt or many people criticize. Why this Radha and Krishna, they are always enjoying? See, there is so much of suffering in this material world. There is people are suffering so much, and your God has no concern about their suffering. Radha and Krishna, they are just enjoying in the kunjas. Therefore, we should hear from the acharyas. In some other religion, they portray or they show that, see, our son of course, we are not against him. I'm just telling that this is the wrong view they have. See, our son of God, he is suffering so much on the behalf of this suffering soul's conditioned soul. But you are Radha Krishna, they are simply enjoying in their kunjas. How to understand this? Our Acharya is right. Radha and Krishna, when they are together, when they are enjoying, their enjoyment nourishes the conditioned soul. Their enjoyment nourishes the soul. So if a beggar wants to be happy, it's not necessary that a beggar has to go to some person who is very, very already suffering so much and he's also suffering. How can he mitigate the suffering of others? So Radha and Krishna's enjoyment nourishes the soul. One more example our Acharya gives. Krishna is like a father. Sri Radha is a supreme mother. And all the children, they are like small kids. So all the infant babies, they survive on breast milk of a mother. Isn't it? And how the mother gets a milk? How does she get the milk? Because when a mother eats nutritious food, and then she can get milk in her breast, then the children can, the babies can survive on the milk. So therefore, Sri Radha has to be with Krishna. When a mother eats nutritious food, they get a milk, she get a milk, and then the children can drink that milk. So Sri Radha, her nutritious food is Krishna. Acharya Rupa Goswami gives another example. Krishna is like a huge blackish tree. And Sri Radha is like a vine, like a creeper, tightly embracing that tree. And all the jivas or a soul, they are like the flowers which grow on the vine or a creeper. So all the gopis and gopas and everyone, they are like flowers growing on a vine. And the vine on a creeper, she gets her energy or a food or a strength from the tree. When she just embracing, entwining the tree, she gets energy from the tree. So similarly, when we see Radha and Krishna together, that is the highest pleasure of a devotee. Therefore, what is this? What is Vrindavan Leela? Vrindavan Leela means the gopis, they always want that somehow or other Radha and Krishna should come together. Of course, to understand this, without mercy of our previous acharyas, this is not just a logical, some mental gymnastic. Because I am PhD and I am so much of intellectual, I am intelligent person, I have got so many degrees, therefore I must understand Krishna's Lila. No, sir. Radhanath Maharaj always gives this example. He was talking to one person and he had already done PhD in Jiva Goswami's literatures. And he was discussing with Radhanath Swami Maharaj and he said, Maharaj, I don't understand why your God Krishna is dancing with others' wives. And while speaking with Radhanath Maharaj, he was also smoking cigarette and also drinking the liquor. Radhanath Maharaj looked at him and smilingly, politely, he said, my dear sir, you have done PhD, but without going to the LKG, you don't understand. First of all, purify your lifestyle, your habits, fool, stupid. And even after becoming free from all the habits, still it is not necessary that one will understand Krishna's Leela. It's only by the mercy of those acharyas who are coming in the line of Sri Radha's compassion. Like Prabhupada, once he was in the Western country, some country in the Western world, and he said, he saw whole civilization, all those people who were present in the temple hall, none of them had any, like a completely, totally different civilization, had no idea about Radha Krishna, what is their bhakti. And Prabhupada looked at the deities. I heard that lecture and Prabhupada, he started saying that Krishna is so merciful. He does not need our help. He does not need our anything. But Sri Radha, because she is requesting Krishna, therefore he is accepting our service. And then Prabhupada started crying. And then Prabhupada said, in that while crying, he started speaking, don't be puffed up. Prabhupada says this. Don't be puffed up. Don't think that you are qualified to do seva to Krishna. No. Because we have started chanting Hare Krishna mantra and because we started some reading scriptures, sometimes we feel like I am also qualified. Many people in the past, they made that mistake. We are not qualified. We offer our services through the parampara to Sri Radha. Sri Radha offers it to Krishna. So, when we surrender our life to the acharyas, then we can understand Sri Radha's mercy. Radhe jaya jaya madhava dayate gokulatarune mandala mohite Radhe jaya jaya madhava dayate gokula taruni mandala mohite there is an example given. Without the mercy of acharyas, we can never understand what the leelas of Sri Radha and Krishna are. Just like a wooden spoon, sometimes we use that wooden spoon for preparing sweet rice. If that sweet rice continues associating with the sweet rice for 100 years, sweet rice is so sweet, the sugar is so sweet, and this wooden spoon is continuously associating with the sweet for 100 years. And still, even after 100 years, if you try to chew that wooden spoon or try to bite or try to get some taste of the sweet wooden spoon, absolutely there is no sweet involved. There is no sweet in that. Because although the wooden spoon is associating with the sweet rice, but it has not absorbed the quality of sweet rice. So similarly, Prabhupada said, don't be puffed up. Puffed up means if we become proud, then it is like a wooden spoon having no connection with Krishna's Lila. So, and therefore, Radharani's mercy. Now, here in this sloka, Prabhupada also many in many purports, he also compares Sri Radha's mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also one of the songs, he says, Atab rohita suraj nahi jani, Radha virahita madhav nahi mani. Without Sri Radha, Krishna has no existence. Just like a sun. Sun and the sun rays, they are non-separable. We cannot separate sun rays from the sun. Sun means with the sun rays. Heat or a light. Heat means light, and heat is there. So Prabhupada also, I read somewhere else. Just like a milk, we cannot separate whiteness from the milk. We cannot separate the part, white color. We cannot separate white color from the milk. Milk and white color is non-separable. Just like a fire and heat. Fire and heat. Fire and heat is non-separable. Just like a pot maker. If he wants to produce some pots, then he needs a clay. Without clay, a pot maker cannot produce the pots. Similarly, Sri Radha and Krishna, they are non-separable. We cannot separate Sri Radha from Krishna. There are many people in India, there are many sampradayas also. Unfortunately, one of the four sampradayas, authentic sampradaya in South India, they consider Sri Radha as a apsara or a heavenly damsel from the heavenly planet. Jiva Goswami writes, it's wrong. Jiva Goswami says one of the names, Radharani has hundreds and thousands of names, and one of the hundreds and thousands of names is Gandharvika. Her name is Gandharvika, that doesn't mean that she is from the Gandharva planet. She is the mistress of all the Gandharvis and apsaras also. She is so beautiful, therefore her name is Gandharvika. To understand Sri Radha and her tattva and her leela, it's really only by the Acharya's mercy. Karuna karumai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana varnita charite. She is very, very merciful. She does not see anyone's fault. Sometimes devotees also ask this question. Question means they get a doubt in the mind. I've been performing bhakti since so long, but I have not understood or I have not even tasted little bhakti in my life. Am I really on the right path? And there is so much of suffering in my life. When I read this line in Rupa Goswami's book, I was so happy. Radharani personally speaks this sloka to Lalita and all the sakis. She says that only bhakti can remove and solve all the problems of devotees, can destroy all the troubles and problems of the devotees. And Sri Radha gives an example of a lion. This is Radharani's example. She says that just like a lion feeds on elephants, elephants is a food of a lion. So similarly, devotional service or bhakti feeds on devotees' problems. That is the food of a devotional service. So therefore, the first thing bhakti does, that removes all the miseries of the devotees. Therefore, Sri Radha says, one should have full faith that Sri Radha or bhakti process will surely remove all our problems. And there are 25 main qualities of Sri Radha. But one quality I want to mention here, she is very shy. Such a beautiful quality, isn't it? She is very shy. Sri Radha and her sakis, they always, every day, Actually, see, Radha, she just wants to be in Nandgaon, in Nand Maharaj's palace, in Nand Maharaj's bhavan. And when Sri Radha, Yashoda Mai officially invites her for cooking, so Sri Radha cooks for whole day, like, you know, hard working. She prepares so many dishes for Krishna. And even after so much of hard work, Sri Radha is so shy, she does not even want to eat. Yashoda Mai knows the nature of Sri Radha. So Yashoda Mai personally makes Sri Radha sit in a place and she herself personally, Yashoda Mai personally starts serving Sri Radha. And she says, "My dear Sri Radha, please consider me like your mother." She would always call Sri Radha as a daughter. She never said daughter-in-law. She always would say, "My dear daughter Sri Radha, please consider me like Kirtida, like your mother." And then these three lines, Rup Goswami writes. She says, "Please feel free. Please lie down in my house. Please joke and please be, you know, free in my house." So Sri Radha, within her heart, she was so happy. She just wants to be in that Nanda Bhavan's place. But she is so shy. And then Yashoda Mai says to Sri Radha, very beautiful line. She says, "Beta Sri Radha, it is so nice that you are so shy." And then these are the words of Yashoda Mai. Rupa Goswami writes this, huh? These are the words of Yashoda Mai. She says, "All the cultured girls, they are always shy." Yashoda Mai tells this to Sri Radha. All the cultured girls are very shy. So this is one of the quality of Sri Radha. And now I want to really speak about the... Just 2 days back, I gave a class also here in the Radha Gopinath temple about beauty, the divine beauty of Sri Radha. For this, I have prepared at least from 5 to 6 literatures of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also. So, Rupa Goswami writes, Sri Radha is, her eternal age is 14 years, 2 months and 15 days. She never grows beyond that. Her eternal age is 14 years, 2 months and 15 days. Her complexion is molten gold, just like a melted gold, complete yellowish gold. Her complexion is molten gold. And Sri Radha wears many colorful garments, different even colors garments. But her favorite dress or her favorite color is blue sari. See, her favorite is blue sari because that blue sari reminds her about that bluish boy Krishna all the time. So therefore, her favorite dress is blue sari. And sometimes she also wears a red shawl, sometimes on the head, sometimes on her hips. So she also... It's that red colored shawl. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes, "Mahabhava Chintamane Radha Raswaro, Mahabhava Chintamane Radha Raswaro, Lalita De Sakhitar Kaya Viharo." Sri Radha's beauty is like a Chintamani jewel. And all these girls, Lalita, Vishakha, Astasakis, Vanapur Acharya writes that Sri Radha has 21 billion gopis. Those are eternal associates. 21, not million. Billion. 21 billion gopis from the spiritual world. They are the eternal associates. And those who take birth in Vrindavan Dham from the different planets, they are different. This is 21 billion from the spiritual world. And just now we sang this song, ಕುಂಕುಮಾಕ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನಾಬ್ಜ ಗರ್ವಹಾರಿ ಗೌರಭಾ ಪೀತನಾಜಿತಾಬ್ಜ ಗಂಧ ಕಿರತಿ ನಿಂದ ಸೌರಭ ಕಿರತಿ ನಿಂದ ಸೌರಭ ಕುಂಕುಮಾಕ್ತ ಹರ್ ಸ್ಪ್ಲೆಂಡರಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಹರ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ರಘು ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸಸ್ the lightning is so brilliant, is so bright, but Sri Radha's complexion chastises the lightning, and Srimati Radharani's that golden complexion also threatens the champaka flower and gold. Sri Radha's complexion threatens the champaka flower and the gold. And then our acharya loves Sri, because our acharyas, they know only Sri Radha. They don't know anyone else. So our acharya says Sri Radha's complexion illuminates the 10 directions. All the 10 directions are illuminated because of Sri Radha's complexion, and it is a fact, it is the truth. And then Sri Radha's lotus face is more bright than thousands of full moon. Her forehead is like a crescent moon. She also puts on tilak. Yes, Sri Radhaji puts on tilak. Goswamiji also gives the color. She wears saffron color tilak. Sri Radha wears saffron color tilak. Her eyebrows are so beautiful. Her eyebrows defeat the bow of a Kamadev. Her eyebrows are decorated with nicely musk dots. Sri Radha's eyes are so beautiful, like lotus petals. And her eyes look like a safari fishes which are just surfing in the ocean. And she wears a bindi, she puts on a bindi exactly in the center of two eyebrows, not here or here, exactly here. Between the two eyebrows, she also puts on a bindi. And our Goswamiji says that bindi is sun god. Sun god with its whole effulgence becomes a bindi, and Sri Radha places that bindi on her forehead. Sri Radha wears a nose ring. Her nose ring is 100 times more shining better than pole star. The north star, pole star, is shining 1,000 times better than the pole star. And Sri Radha's lips, Goswami says, wow, how poetic they are. During the sunset, in the universe, there, everywhere there is a redness, because it's all red, because during the sunset. And if we gather all that redness in one place, in a condensed form, Sri Radha wears all that redness, applies on her lips. Just imagine, Sri Radha's lips are more better than the redness of the entire universe. And her teeth are like a ripened pomegranate seeds. Ripened pomegranate seeds. She has one dot of musk on her chin. All the musk dots are here around the eyebrows, but here on the chin, she has just one dot of musk. And her earrings are always swinging to and fro. sometimes those earrings hit on her cheeks and it produced a beautiful sound. That sound is better than the Gandharva singing in the Gandharva heavenly planets. Just by the, you know, earrings hitting on the cheeks of Sri Radha, the sound is like, you know, Gandharva singing. And also it is mentioned that Sri Radha, when she walks, her anklets or a Nupura, that sound is like a Sharada playing Veena in a heavenly planet. Sharada, she's very expert in Veena playing. See, Radha's chunchun is better than Sharada playing Veena. And then her smile, Sri Radha's smile, when Sri Radha smiles, it appears as if thousands of golden lotuses are blossoming simultaneously. Not just one or two lotus flowers. Thousands of lotus flowers are blossoming simultaneously. That is Sri Radha's smile. Huh. Sri Radha, she has a neck which has like a three lines like a conchal. She also has a three lines on her abdomen. Sri Radha wears a garland of a jasmine flowers. She also, sometimes she wears a garland of a champaka flowers. And she's wearing a blue sari. Her hands, they differed to golden lotus flowers. Her hands are so delicate. And Sri Radha, when she moves her hands, when Sri Radha moves her hands, her bracelets, kangan, her bracelets, they are also moving. Her bracelets also are moving. So then, because the bracelets are moving, they are shining so brilliantly. Goswami says, sometimes sun god, sun closes his eyes because he cannot bear that effulgence. Sri Radha's bracelets, which are around her wrist, they are so shining, even the sun god closes his eyes. So, our acharyas, they explain that Sri Radha's fingers, they are as delicate as wine or a creeper. And Sri Radha wears a urmika finger ring. She wears a ring. It's called urmika. We'll have to find out what the urmika means. But she wears a urmika ring. Sri Radha's slender waist is decorated with a waist belt which has thousands of small bells. See, her waist is very slender and that waist is decorated with a waist belt which has thousands of bells which make a beautiful sound. And then our acharya writes, aha, her blackish curly hair, Sri Radha's blackish curly hairs enchants the entire universe. Her curly hair are so beautiful. It enchants the entire universe. And her hairs all generally, they are always neatly tied and braided. So Sri Radha, she encircles her braided hair on the top of the head. Mataji do that, encircling the hair like this. And the remaining portion of this braided hair is hanging towards her hips. And those blackish hairs, curly hairs, are decorated with beautiful, fragrant, colorful flowers. Now, Rupa Goswamiji says that braided blackish curly hair from the distance, they appear like a black snake or a cobra lurking on a vine or a creeper of a champaka flower. Because Sri Radha's complexion is like a champaka flower, and this blackish hair.
My spiritual
master. Hari Bol.
No, we are good, Prabhuji. Thank you.
What happened?
Someone was unmuted. That's all, Prabhuji. Please continue. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. So, they appear like a black snake. Sanatana Goswami, when Rupa Goswami writes this, it appears like a black snake. Sanatana Goswami, he was thinking that how can we compare this with a black snake? And then one time Sanatana Goswami was sitting at the Radha Kund and he saw there were small girls, Brajagopis, they were playing on the bank of Radha Kund. And then from the distance, Sanatana Goswami saw that one small girl, there was a Sanatana Goswami immediately ran to inform that girl, and then suddenly that beautiful girl, she disappeared from that place. And then Sanatana Goswami understood, yes, as Pastor Rupa Goswami writes, it's true. It's whatever he says is true. And then Rupa Goswami says that her hair, blackish hair, are always neatly tied, but sometimes they are partially tied, and therefore sometimes the blackish hair covers Sri Radha's shoulder. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Uma, Rama, Satya, Shachi, Chandra, Rukmini. All these worshipable goddesses, they are looking at Sri Radha. And sometimes when the hair are covered on the shoulders, Sri Radha with her delicate hands, she just moves those hair behind. And now Goswami says, Sri Radha's shoulders, now they achieve the pinnacle of beauty. And by seeing this, all these worshipable goddesses, they bow at Sri Radha and they adore, they glorify Sri Radha's beauty. I think someone is not happy with my lecture. Anyway. And then our acharyas write about lotus feet. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they describe so beautifully the lotus feet's description. He says, Brahmeshwaradi Sudurha Padaravindam Srimat Paraga Paramadbhuta Vaibhavaya Sarvartha Sararasa Varshi Kripa Drishtes Tasya Namastu Tasya Namastu Vrishabhanu Bhumahimne. Someone may say, you are not qualified to speak all these things. I know, I am not qualified. I am not qualified. But believe me, in my heart, absolutely, I know, I'm convinced I have no qualification. But I really want to speak this. Somehow or other, I really want to speak this. I don't know why, but anyway. So Acharya say, all glories to the lotus feet of Sri Radha. These lotus feet are worshipable. Even the Lord Brahma, Shiva, and all the gods in the heavenly planet, they are hankering for the pollens of Sri Radha's lotus feet. May that Sri Radha, who is Rishabhanu Nandini, daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj, be the shelter of my existence. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radhika Charana Padma Sakala Sreyara Sadma Jatane Je Nahi Aradhilo Radha Padma Kita Dham Vrindavan Jaranam Taha Jena Ashraya Karilo. Those who fail to take shelter of Sri Radha's lotus feet, their life is wasted. Their life is wasted. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Je dharilo Radha pad param jatane, Je dharilo Radha pad param jatane, Se pailo Krishna pad amulya ratane. We may not be qualified. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words. Huh? We may not be qualified, but cling on, grab hold the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Just catch hold tightly the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna will be your property. Because Krishna is Sri Radha's property. And if we take shelter of Sri Radha's lotus feet, Krishna is yours. He no Radha, He no Radha, Paricharya ja kar dhan, Bhakti vinodatar, Mage charana, Bhakti vinodatar, Mage charana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Sri Radha, I don't want big palaces. I don't want any material wealth which is desired by the worldly people. I don't want any name, fame, prestige. What do you want? I just want to reside at Kusum Sarovar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I want to reside at Kusum Sarovar. If you read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's biography, you will find that at the end of his life, he writes that I just want to reside at Kusum Sarovar and offer service, whatever is available. So on this Radhashtami day, we know, at least me, I'm talking about myself, we are not qualified. We are full of so many anarthas. But I'll tell you, sometimes I read our Acharya's books and sometimes I speak. Because people feel like, you know, in our Krishna consciousness, we are all dry people. We don't discuss any rasa, or we are very boring people. But no, in Krishna consciousness, if we don't drink the nectar or the juice of Krishna consciousness, then naturally we'll fall prey to the mundane, not rasa, but mundane enjoyment. So this we cannot explain. We may not speak this to the new crowd, but at least amongst the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, those who have spent a sufficient amount of time in Krishna consciousness, we can discuss with them. And we are not speaking like a Sergius. We are not given up our sadhana. Prabhupada says, chant 16 rounds, follow four regular principles. That is the basic foundation. We always stick to the Prabhupada's principles. And same time, while doing our sadhana nicely, following principles, then we can also relish a little bit whatever our acharyas and Prabhupada has given. Prabhupada, see, Prabhupada had Prabhupada said that I don't know how long will I live. So, therefore, he gave the essence of all the Bhagavatam 10th canto in the form of Krishna book. Because he just said, because I don't know, therefore I just want to give this Krishna Leela first to all the Jivas. And Krishna book is meant for whom? Anyone on the street? Prabhupada gave the Krishna Lila even to the hippies and to anyone who there is a bad habits or anything. Krishna said, Prabhupada said, don't worry. Read this Krishna book and you will become free from all the lusty desires. Wow. After Rasa Lila, Shukadeva Goswami ji, this is in Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami says, Palasruti. Palasruti means the fruit. After reading Rasa Lila, what will happen to the reader? They will become free from all the lusty desires. So I just wanted to discuss this. Thank you very much. I have to go now for Kirtan. If anyone wants to say something, I have 2-3 minutes, and please forgive me if somebody didn't like. I had no intention to speak such thing which will displease anyone. I am not going anything against Prabhupada's principles. I spoke whatever was there in my heart. If somebody didn't like on in our group, sorry for that. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful class. We loved it. It's not like we did not like or anything. It's so beautiful. I don't know why you felt that.
One devotee is in between. He unmuted himself or herself.
It was me, Prabhuji. Actually, today Zoom has little problem. I had to keep unmute myself continuously. My phone has rang and that's why it gave a disturbance. Sorry, Prabhuji, please forgive me for that.
I was thinking in my mind that someone is saying that, oh, my Guru Maharaj didn't speak this. Something I overheard that. Okay. Therefore, I was little, my mood was, thank you.
Forgive me, Prabhuji, it was my phone. My phone was having some issue. I had to keep unmute whole class today. If I was muting, call was going disturbance. So that's why it made a problem. Hare Krishna. It was beautiful. We enjoyed it. Almost I danced in the beginning of the kirtan. So it was so nice. So beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shivram Prabhu. Thank you so very much. Your classes are always so full of joy and love. Just last night, I watched your video, Radharani's Divine Beauty.
You watched it, huh?
Last night, it was so beautiful. And your bhajans are always so beautiful. I'm always so happy to see you because you make me so, so very happy to be practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So thank you so very much for your wonderful, wonderful presentation. Thank you.
Pranam to your lotus feet, Mataji.
Very well.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, your classes with that smile and with the laughter in between, it makes it so very wonderful to listen. And I really, really thank you. And you should come on the call many times, Prabhu, because it is so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for sharing this nectar with us. It is as if we are seeing that things happening right in front of us. You make it so live, the classes you make so live. Thank you, Prabhu, so much.
Please, all of you, please bless me. I am just speaking, but I really want to experience that. Please bless me.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Really, really, your mood and purity really spreads across the call. Thank you so much for such a wonderful session. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. It was wonderful.
So, can I take all of you because I have to rush now?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class.
Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpata rubhyasya krupa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo ananda murti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Shrila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace, Shivram Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai, jai.
Hare Krishna.